What's going on, brothers? Slimy Techno, the name. Got another video for you. It's written title, Male Only Spaces. Here goes. So this is actually a remake of an old video from my old channel that got hacked. So I figured I'd go ahead and take another stab at it. So check this out. We know that during that bygone era, there were plenty of male-only spaces. We know that. And me personally, I believe that these male-only spaces are actually very beneficial to young men and men in general. This is how certain men were able to make their bread fat, strengthen their hands, grow as a person, and grow in character without trop interference, without pretty distractions. This is how the strong survived. And I would know this because the forum known as HQ, the one that I used to be a part of, that was a male-only space. And the majority of the men that occupied that forum were men worth their weight in gold. We're talking brothers who made anywhere from 6 to 7 figures. And a lot of them used discretion, and they had no problem giving pointers and giving game to younger men who were curious and actually were trying to make their bread fat. And you know something else? Those men who were able to make their bread fat, they did it legitimately. They did it with certifications. They did it with licenses. So I guess what I'm really trying to say is, before Aaron Cleary came on the scene, before there were a lot of these brothers getting online and telling young men not to go to college and end up 30 to 40 grand in a fucking hole with a worthless degree, there were brothers in those male-only spaces who have been driving this home for a long time. I benefited greatly from it. That's why I got my certifications and I'm stacking green right now. My bread is fat. I took your advice. And here I am at 33. No wife, no children, no child support, no alimony, no problems. Everything is peachy, and I intend to keep it that way. If you brothers have checked out or read this book called The Age of the Bachelor by Howard P. Chudikoff, in that book, they spoke of male-only spaces. These were spaces where men who were serious about athletics, serious about weightlifting, boxing, so on and so forth, they actually could join these certain sports clubs for men. And yes, even the young men who wanted to join that brotherhood, you know which brotherhood I'm talking about. Now, I'm not even quite sure if that brotherhood is still a male-only space today, but if it is, then that's crazy, because we know today that a lot of male-only spaces are pretty much rare, but it's still around. And I really believe in this time that we're going into that we're going to need more male-only spaces. You know, I've said in my previous videos that brothers should hide their success. Well, now you need your own space. Because this gynocentric mayhem and stupidity, it's not going away. Considering how they shut down that MGTOW subreddit, but they allowed the female dating strategy subreddit to remain up. And if you want to talk about a sleaze pit of misandry, check that place out. On that particular subreddit, they actually coach women how to lie, cheat, and steal from men. How to gouge money out of brothers. A lot of what they put out signifies that they are full of greed, envy, and murder. You see, they're not dating high-value men, or they're not going after high-value men because they actually like them or attracted to them. They're going after them to destroy them. All they want is their resources. That's why I believe that male-only spaces are a good option for brothers in this day and age. And it's going to have to happen. I know it's going to hurt some feelings. I know it's going to make a lot of the incels, a lot of the mansion on butt plugs, simps, and feminists nervous and angry. But I really don't give a fuck. When you overly advocate for women to falsely accuse men of sexual misconduct, you're pretty much showing yourself, showing the rest of the world what you are, a thief and a liar. And there's no honor among thieves. Thieves are best left to their own ruin. That's why I tell brothers to lock them out. Mess you like a game of Perfected. And you might want to get comfortable with creating your own male-only spaces. It's for your own good. I mean, it is what it is. And speaking of these spaces, do you realize that these same feminists who complain about men and male-only spaces, they're the same ones who practice collusion and marginalization more than any of us? Do you know that? They're far worse than what they criticize and demonize, because their actions reflect their character, and they show themselves to be liars and hypocrites 24/7, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. You know how they're screaming and complaining right now that men are not approaching women anymore? These same trolls and pitiful specimens don't even realize that 25% of young men today don't approach women, and they don't ask for their number because they believe it's sexual harassment. 25% of young men. And I believe the percentage is actually growing because the misandry, the feminism, the gynocentrism is on autopilot. It's being beaten into their heads 24/7, 7 days a week, and the young men are just sick of this shit. They're fed up. And if they're watching this channel, I would actually encourage them to create their own male-only spaces. This is how you strengthen your hands. This is how you can grow as a person. Hell, just look at other cultures that had male-only spaces. Especially certain cultures that had their own warrior caste. They had male-only spaces. Those men were allowed the time and the space to grow as strong as they needed to be. Mm-hmm. You won't hear that nowadays, because in this civilization, male sexuality and just masculinity in general is just demonized and marginalized to the point where they want it to be no longer in existence. Something's got to give. This is Lion to MGTOW. So I got it. Like the video, like, share, and comment here for you to subscribe. If you don't, visit my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right side of the screen. This Jeepless icon. Alright, fam. Alright, brethren. You know it's real. You know routine. Go away. Leave my SYSBM. As for these trollops, these feminists, these bitch-made simps, and these psychotic malcontents who have a problem with male-only spaces, but they're okay with female-only spaces, and they're okay with misogyny, give them nothing. This has been Retail PSA. Working for the site. See you soon.